Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Fueled by Frank and Honest Gourmet Coffee. The perfect blend to kickstart your day. Barista quality coffee available at Centra and Supervalue.
It's time.
Warning.
The following item is not recommended for little ears.
Because it's time for a dose of sex therapy with Rachel Cook.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Now, one thing is for sure, lads, we will all experience at some stage a crush. Yeah, it's completely normal, you know, fancying someone who you are not going out with. And that crush can often happen when, you know, when you're already in a relationship. So many of us will have had a little crush on another person, even if our relationship is loving and is committed. But is it normal, or is it like a sign of bad things to come? Well, listen now, if you're worried, if you're worried at all that you'll be, you know, seeing your secret crush over the Christmas, then the lovely Rachel Cook is here to address any concerns you may have. She's on the line. Hi, Rachel.
Hiya, Jen.
How's it going?
I'm very good. All prepped now for Christmas, whatever sort of Christmas this is going to be. It's happening.
Yeah, because you're in London, aren't you?
I am. I'm in London. I'm stuck. It's going to be the first time I'll ever not be with my parents. So I'm giving them a shout out. They're in Cork at the moment.
They're in Cork. Shout out to Rachel Cook's mum and dad. And what's the plan for you then? Are you cooking for yourself? What are you going to do?
I have my lovely flatmate and a partner who I'll see on the day, which is lovely. So lovely. We'll have the three of us and then a few friends who I'll go and I'll have my flask of mulled wine wandering around London.
Perfect. That sounds divine. It's going to be very different, but enjoy it. It's very different for everyone. Now, Rachel, let's get to business. Can I ask you, what's actually the difference, right, between fancying someone, having a crush and being in love?
Well, look, for most people, these are just different degrees of the same thing. It's, you know, how many chemicals and how strong it feels as to how involved you feel with this person. But, you know, most of them are generally about not knowing the person super well, you know, because that's part of what the whole attraction is, you know, infatuation, I suppose you can call it. But we've got a load of intense chemicals at play when this is happening with any form of attraction, really. You've got serotonin, adrenaline, cortisol, norepinephrine, dopamine, and you'll have heard of oxytocin, you know, the love or cuddle hormone. So this is what gives us this kind of excited, fizzy, breathless, loved up, kiddy and somewhat obsessed feelings that we have at the start. And the person will be taking up a lot of our mental time and energy. Our feelings towards them are generally very positive. And it can be quite idealized or objectifying, given that, as I said, it's often based on not knowing the person very well.
Okay. And how common is it to experience a crush?
Unbelievably common. I think we need to normalize this because people still often feel a lot of shame and, you know, fear and guilt around the fact that they have crushes. And this is the absolute vast majority of people will experience crushes. They're completely normal, so common. You know, if you're in a relationship or you're married, you're just in a relationship or married. You're not dead.
Yeah.
You know, so this might
I'm not
be
dead,
more
Rachel. I'm not dead.
You're not
yes.
dead. You're still alive and kicking. So you have the capacity to. You know, to be attracted to someone, to be drawn to them. And that could be specifically sexually, it could be romantically, it could be both, you know, but that these are feelings that we're having and they might be more likely to sprout up during a lull in your own life or a rough patch with your partner, but they can strike at any time, you know, any time. It could be there's a cute barista at the coffee place down the street, there's a new person in your friend circle. It can be anyone, you know, and it can be enjoyable and fulfilling.
Why does it happen if we're in a loving, committed relationship?
Ah, well, you know, people in relationships develop crushes for the same reason as everyone who isn't in a relationship. You know, you've been interacting with someone who you find attractive or interesting and you vibe with them. You know, it's just extremely common and a very biological thing to feel attracted to people who may offer something quite different to what you know, your partner. It might be more about something that you feel you're missing in your own life, not necessarily in a partner. You know, it might be that they have like physical attributes or character traits that you would really like for yourself or that you particularly value. There's all sorts of reasons. You know, then I'm also hearing a lot of men who identify as straight who are saying that they have noticed recently, especially over lockdown actually, that they've noticed feeling romantic or sexual attraction to their guy friends. And I think this is partly to do with the taboos around closeness between men, especially straight men. So they may be mistaking close friendship for sexual or romantic feelings, because there just isn't much of a script in our society for intimate relationships between men. You know, so sometimes it can be that. It might be that you are experiencing it as sexual or romantic feelings, but it might just be actual closeness. You're just enjoying feeling quite close, vulnerable, intimate with someone.
Can it mean something's lacking in our own relationship?
It definitely can. You know, it can reveal problems in your current relationship, but that doesn't necessarily have to be a bad thing. All relationships have room for improvement. You know, so figuring that out for yourself. Does your crush give you much needed attention? Is it emotional validation or support where maybe your partner does not or doesn't anymore? Mm. Maybe you have deep conversations with your crush, but your conversations with your partner have become a bit more sort of mundane or surface. So, you know, our fantasies and our crushes tell us what we're drawn to. And they're more about wanting to have a certain experience than they are about actually the other person. Because as I keep saying, you usually don't know the other person that well. You really haven't figured out their sort of habits and foibles and idiosyncrasies. So it's very likely that they wouldn't be the perfect person for you, because no one's going to be the perfect person for you. But certainly our hormones and our emotions can tell us that this is, you know, this is the one.
Should you tell your partner about your crush?
Oh, there's two camps for this. You know, some people will say, you know, some people believe that it will help you to end the crush if you tell your partner, or that it'll alleviate your guilt, or because you in your relationship, you've chosen to tell each other everything. You think that that's like what being honest is, or maybe you like talking about your crush so much that you can't help yourself from bringing them up in conversation. But I think those are potentially quite selfish reasons that are not going to help you with your sort of thrilling new infatuation. You know, what is your partner going to gain by learning about this? But then again, other people will say, you know, share it with your partner. By sharing what you're experiencing, you're building transparency, allowing your partner to be sort of an ally as you navigate this crush, and that we can see this as very normal rather than needing to be a massive threat to a relationship. So, you know, you can absolutely share it with them if you feel like that could be something that you can accept together is something that both of you are going to experience over the course of your relationship. Also, all of this is based on us assuming that the relationship is monogamous. And you've heard me say before, there's nothing wrong with monogamy, only with the arguments for it as the only or otherwise superior option. You know, that is mononormativity. So, you know, there's also the option that many, many more people are exploring non-monogamy, in which case crushes may not be talked about, but can often be something that you can enjoy talking about together and find sexually exciting, interesting, you know, all sorts of things as well.
Is it okay to flirt with your crush, or is that like a slippery slope?
I think that's probably playing with fire. You know, some will say, and I think probably talk to your partner about this. You know, once you can open up the conversation about how normal it is to have crushes, you know, especially having this conversation when neither of you has a crush at the time, so that it doesn't just seem like an excuse. But, you know, some people will feel that, you know, kind of playful banter can be pretty acceptable. But a lot of people will feel that is, you know, a form of emotional betrayal, that is a kind of a cheating. So you kind of need to work out with your partner and within yourself how you feel about that, rather than just assuming that it's okay or not okay.
So how'd you get over a crush?
Oh, what to do? Okay, so accept that you can't avoid having crushes. If you're human, you're almost certainly going to experience them. We can't help who we fall for, but we can help what we do about it. You know, so looking at your behavior, if you're staying, you know, if someone is, you know, if you're messaging that person more, if it's a colleague, you know, if you're staying late at work, you know, and obviously that's different for us all now, but it might be like having extra conversations with the person. That's probably not a great idea, because you're just sort of stoking the fire. Social media, you know, decide for yourself what you want to do. It makes it, you know, it's probably a better idea to not be following the person and being sort of enmeshed in their daily life and their thoughts if you're, you know, looking at all their social media. But, you know, basically, if you can avoid seeing or talking to your crush because you feel like it's getting too strong or it's getting threatening to, you know, your relationship, then do avoid them. If you can't avoid seeing them, come up with a preparation plan for when you do need to interact. But another thing you could do is, you know, talk out your feelings with friends. Mm-hmm. That can allow you to process a bit what's going on. It can also help you get a bit of outside perspective, because other people can tell you about how they've experienced their crushes. And another thing you can do then is write it out. You know, if you're uncomfortable expressing what you're feeling to someone else, you can also journal about it and then burn it if you're afraid that it's going to be hidden. But basically, keep reminding yourself that these feelings are likely temporary and will pass, no matter how hard you're crushing on someone or feel like you're absolutely besotted with them and in love with them and need to spend the rest of your life with them. You know, probably you don't know them very well, and it's okay to just enjoy the feelings and wait for them to pass.
Oh, that's amazing advice, Rachel. Thank you so much. And listen, have a very happy Christmas. I am very excited about chatting to you in the new year. God knows what we're going to be talking about, and that is the beauty of our segment. Have you enjoyed this year?
Well, you know what? Actually, I've discovered quite a lot. I've been writing a book. I've been doing various things, getting involved with lots of different startups in mental health and sexual health. So a lot has happened this year. But, you know, I know it's been a really tough time for a lot of people, but I think most of us have sort of reassessed what the hell is going on in our lives. So on the whole, I can't say I would have chosen it, but good stuff has come out of it.
When can we expect the book, Rachel?
Oh, sometime next year. I'll keep you up to date.
Is it all about riding?
Not so much riding. That's the one after. That'll be based on our chats.
Amazing. Well, listen, I can't wait, and have a lovely Christmas, and I'll chat to you in the new year.
Thanks, Jenny.
Thanks, Rachel. Bye. There we go. That is Rachel Cook, psychotherapist and mental health consultant. She is unbelievable, absolutely amazing. Please give her a follow, because she's on Instagram at Rachel Jane Cook with an E on the end, and she's going to be back in the new year. And I just want to say to you guys, if you have any questions that you would like us to put to her in her sex therapy slot, just get in touch anytime you like. Just email jen@rte.ie.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.